We got a lot of these first years in May, so a lot of this is growth on new ones.
Laura and Seamus Fahey walked me through their garden.
Rhizome, or T for tear off, means we've torn a piece off. Beer is kind of the new wine right now. People are really interested in the craft brewery movement. People are getting interested with having local sustainable ingredients. That includes hops. Not a lot of people know what goes into their beer and how this magical glass of cold, frothy goodness gets in front of them and what goes into it.
After planting hops here in California, Laura discovered something interesting about her family background.
My mom is from upstate New York, and she grew up on a farm there. And as we started to look into our ancestry, and I spoke more to my mom, she said, yeah, your great-great-grandfather had a hop farm. So as we were growing hops, we learned that this is something that has been in our family for a long time. It's kind of one of those weird, like, synchronicity moments that you don't know how you got there, but you did, and somehow that was meant to be. So now at least it's in my DNA that I like beer and hops, and that's a perfectly viable reason. So I'm pleased with that.
They have their sights on starting up an informal hop cooperative, a hop swap, if you will.
We're growing things here. We're able to pass them on to our friends who are brewing. It's a cool relationship, and I hope that some people are interested in growing hops, and maybe we'll be able to be some sort of part in people getting interested in that.
Hops grow well in damper, cooler climates, like the Northeast, Washington, and Oregon. Hops growers in our neck of the woods are mostly located in the San Diego area.
When we see Rancho Cucamonga and we talk about North San Diego County, that doesn't exactly look like the Pacific Northwest or upstate New York, but yet they're growing here.
Right. We're kind of lucky here in our area. We have a little bit of a microclimate right where we are in Rancho. Our property is located right off a wash, so we get some cool air that comes down off the mountains. We're situated a little bit south of where the ideal latitude is for hops growing. We get some cooler weather that comes down, so we have a nice little pocket that we're able to grow some.
So how did the Fahey's decide which variety of hops to grow?
We have a wide variety. We really kind of were like, hey, that sounds like a great name. We like what that sounds like. We're going to get a couple of those. Honestly, that's how we started. And we have, I believe, between 15 and 20 varieties that are growing right now. We have some of the big ones. We have Cascade, Chinook, Nugget, Mount Hood, and a couple of the Noble hops. We have a bunch of them. What's been really cool to see is the difference in the hops cones, how they grow, and the leaf shapes. I'm a little bit of a nerd, admittedly, so it's been really cool for me to see that.
Well, you are more than just a nerd. You, from what I understand, have earned yourself a designation.
A nerdy designation? Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I guess I am officially a master gardener out of San Bernardino County. I learned a lot of things, especially as I'm not native to Southern California, that's pertinent to this area, which has helped us kind of know a little bit more about what we need for our soils to help things grow here, irrigation. IPM, pest management, is a big thing, which we have learned as we've been under attack by Japanese beetles and grasshoppers and all sorts of fun stuff with our hops. So
things to worry about when we're not worrying about lack of water.
Absolutely. We'll just add it to the list.
So you start growing hops here in Rancho Cucamonga. You plant 12 hops. How do you go from, I wonder how they'll turn out, to, this one's ideal?
We're still kind of working on that. We've been able to harvest the different individual hops. You can see the difference in yield. You can also see the difference in the quality. And we have to make some adjustments in irrigation and different ways that we're planting. If we wanted to kind of go bigger with this, we'd need to send them out for testing to see officially what their alpha levels are. But we're learning as we go what makes a good hop. There's lessons around every corner.
Seems like that would be exciting.
It's fun. It's great. I mean, we go out and we're seeing all these changes in the hops and what's succeeding and what's not, and it's just a fun growing adventure.
Seamus, explain more about hops.
Hops are determined, graded, or categorized by their alpha acidity level. So you can have hops that are meant to be very low acid all the way up to what they call super acid hops. And depending on what type of beer you're making, what you're using them for in the beer process, it determines what kind of acid levels you want.
Commonly, brewers have their choice of compressed hop pellets that come from just about any place in the world. But that doesn't mean fresh local hops won't get used.
You need to use substantially more fresh hops than you would a pelletized hop if you're going to be making a beer. But the flavor is a lot bolder with the fresh hops, depending on how you're using, whether you're using for bittering or whether you're using for aroma applications when you're brewing.
In addition to growing hops, Seamus and Laura grow a variety of vegetables, keep bees, and make honey they plan to eventually use in their home brewing need. For more information, visit SavoryRoad.com. I'm Jeff Baker.